Sacrebleu!
After the recent wars with France, the asylum was filled with people deluded into thinking that they were Napoleon.
Austerlitz, bon,
Waterloo, Mer.
Now, what shall we do with you, Dr. Hard Thrasher?
After a brief discussion, we decided that the doctor's punishment should rest in the hands of the patient. So we dressed him as Louis XVI, tied him to a replica guillotine, and left the Napoleons to decide his fate.
You'll pay for this, you weak-minded, mock Napoleonic pseudo-imperial. No!
The inmates ignored the razor-sharp blade and simply pushed over the guillotine on top of the doctor.
Now come, we must go to St. Reluctance and rescue Mother.
But before we could set off, we saw an astonishing sight. There was a row of shrubs in front of the house, and one of them suddenly stood up and came towards us.
Look, a walking rhododendron. Nonsense, Harry Biscuit. It is not a walking rhododendron. It's a walking azalea.
No, it is neither. It is a person dressed as such.
As we looked, we could make out human features. An eye here, a leg there, maybe a chin, two arms and a mouth, and luckily not in the order I've just described them, or it would have been a hideous sight indeed.
Poppy, is that you?
After my father's death, my youngest sister, Poppy, had run away into the grounds of the house. No one had seen her since.
Why, Pip, you are right. Poppy, it is I, your sister Pippa.
Oh, joy! I've been living wild in the countryside these past weeks, disguised as a rhododendron.
Told you.
Hoping you would return.
Yes. Now we three siblings are reunited.
Pippa, Poppy and Pip.
Poppy, Pip and Pippa.
Pip, Pippa and Poppy.
And Parry Piscuit.
Children,
I am happy you are reunited, but we must rescue your mother.
Mother!
Are you all ready for the task?
I have my determination.
I have my ingenuity.
And I have my anvil.
You still have the anvil Father gave you, dear Pippa.
It is my only reminder of him. Alas, it is such a heavy reminder.
Then, dear sister, I shall carry it for you.
We set off, but had been walking barely 10 minutes when we noticed terrible thunderclouds building. In these modern times of 1873, we have tamed the climate by means of liberal burnings of coal and gas. But in those days, the weather was far more severe. Everyone remembers tales of the Thames freezing over. But we forget that in summer, the River Severn used regularly to boil. The people of Shrewsbury would stand on a bridge and hurl tea, milk and sugar over the edge, then rush downstream to have a lovely cuppa straight from the river. And the winds. Few people remember that Norwich used to be in Somerset. Until a storm blew the entire town all the way to Norfolk. Which explains why Somerset and Norfolk accents are so similar. It's not just actors being lazy. Rain lashed at us like an angry sadist in a lash factory, soaking us to the skin. Visibility dropped, and I had a sudden and horrible realization.
Hello, Pippa, Poppy, Harry, Aunt Lily.
I was alone. The rain came down harder and harder, and on I plodded, hoping that I would find my companions again. And I was just thinking that it couldn't possibly get any wetter when I realized that it wasn't raining anymore and that I'd walked into a lake. I was famished, and so before leaving the lake, I caught 3 underwater squirrels and ate them raw. They were delicious, which is one of the main reasons why they're now extinct. Then I saw, across the marshes, a church spire. Was it St. Reluctance? Could I yet save my mother? I ran towards it as fast as I could, given that I was soaked to the skin, full of delicious squirrels, and carrying an anvil. And eventually entered the churchyard. It seemed deserted.
Hello? Is there anyone here?
No.
Oh. Hang on a second.
Suddenly, a dread figure appeared. Shackles round his ankles, with a terrible scar on his face.
Hush, boy.
Now, quickly, before I cut you from...